We are very fortunate to get chance to listen and talk about Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this chapter is ending, Adi Lila chapter 10. Few verses are left, so we will read that first. And the verse is written here is chapter 11. So I start from 61, text 61, chapter 10. Every branch and sub-branch of the tree is full of innumerable fruits and flowers. They inundate the world with the waters of love of Krishna. Each and every branch of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees has unlimited spiritual power and glory. Even if one had thousands of mouths, it would be impossible to describe the limits of their activities. Wow. I have briefly described the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in different places. Even Lord Shesha, who has thousands of mouths, could not list them all. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita falling in their footsteps. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila chapter 10 in the matter of the main trunk of the Chaitanya tree, its branches and its sub-branches. So this is a chapter described about the branches and sub-branches of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And chapter 11. So I'll read from a proper written. As the branches and sub-branches of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were described in the 10th chapter, in this 11th chapter, the branches and sub-branches of Sri Nityananda Prabhu are similarly listed. Text 1. After offering my obeisances unto all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who are like bumblebees collecting honey from his lotus feet, I shall try to describe those who are most prominent. All glories to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anyone who has taken shelter of his lotus feet is glorious. All glories to Sri Advaita Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the topmost branch of this indestructible tree of eternal love of Godhead. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I offer my respectful obeisances to all the sub-branches of that topmost branch. Sri Nityananda Prabhu is an extremely heavy branch of Sri Chaitanya tree. From that branch grow many branches and sub-branches. Watered by the desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, these branches and sub-branches have grown unlimitedly and covered the entire world with fruits and flowers. Now text 7, which is translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. These branches and sub-branches of devotees are innumerable and unlimited. Who could count them? For my personal purification, I try to enumerate only the most prominent among them. Purport. One should not write books or essays on transcendental subject matter for material name, fame, or profit. Transcendental literature must be written under the direction of a superior authority, because it is not meant for material purposes. If one tries to write under superior authority, he becomes purified. All Krishna conscious activities should be undertaken for personal purification, apana shodite, not for material gain. ओम अज्ञान्तिमिरन्दस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमद्भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नाम्ने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चादेशतारणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्ना प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं च नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वती व्यासं ततो जयं दीरयेत्। वाञ्छा कल्पतरुभ्यः कृपा सिन्धुभ्यः च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवा भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नष्टकी। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतलेश्वर गिरिराज स्वामी इति नामिने। कृष्णदास कविराज गोस्वामी इज मेंशनिंग हियर, ही इज नॉट एन ऑर्डिनरी पर्सन। Now he is saying that for my personal purification I am writing this. I shall try to enumerate only the most prominent among them. And Srila Prabhupada in the purport, this purport is very powerful. Each word, each line is a small, but the message is huge in this purport. He said one should not write books or essays on transcendental subject matters for material name, fame or profit. Now, how we start this is so much in this subject matter to one can speak, and that's again for the purification, for learning. Pastime goes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed these pastimes for all of us, how we should perform the devotional service. If one wants to know Krishna, if one wants to establish the relationship, lost relationship of Krishna, we all have got Krishna, love of Krishna in us, but it is in dormant state. We are in the clutches of Maya and we have forgotten. Now, how that can be revived, the best process is given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In other processes, one can know the Vishnu form of Krishna. But personally, knowing Krishna itself, it is impossible to know Krishna unless one comes to the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can never be approached without Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda cannot be approached without the devotees. And now, the whole process, the whole pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to teach us how we should perform devotion service. And this particular statement with Prabhupada saying one should not write books or essays on transcendental subject matter for material name, fame or profit. These pastimes are exhibited by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. Now again I try to remind you, when we see these pastimes are all divine. They are not performed by conditioned soul like us. All the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they all are divine. They all came from Golok Vrindavan. They all are eternally liberated soul, where we are conditioned soul. Our body is made pus, urine and stool. But they are teaching us, and this is confirmed by Krishna, he said, Janam Karam Chame Divyam. These pastimes are divine. They are not mundane pastimes. But we take lessons from that. Nato Natya Daro Yatha. Is that right verse? It's like actor. It's in Bhagavatam explains. Nato Natya, Kunti Devi says.
You are acting like an actor on a stage. So these pastimes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is performing just like an actor on a stage. Now, very all different. Gaur Gundesh Deepika explains all the different associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, one associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who is not an ordinary person. And if you want to know how powerful the person is, and that is Shukdev Goswami in Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is depending entirely on Shukdev Goswami. Now that Shukdev Goswami took a role of a Balvacharya. He took a role of Balvacharya in Chaitanya Leela. Now he's acting like he's a proud. And he's proud in these pastimes. He was very learned. He's a devotee of Krishna. He's very learned. And he came to Jagannath Puri. And before that, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met him in Kashi. And he came to his house and he served him. He served very nicely. So the relationship was established. And when same Balavacharya came in, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Supreme Personality of Godhead. So when he came, now what he's asking? Balavacharya came and he offered obeisances. He said, I am so fortunate that I am seeing you. And immediately he recognized you are Krishna. He said, what you are doing, nobody else can do this. So you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna yourself. And I am so fortunate that I am able to have your audience. And simply having audience of a devotee. And Balavacharya explains in this pastime, he said, if one think about devotees of Krishna, his mind, his house gets purified. If you're sitting in a house and thinking about, just simply thinking about devotees, one house gets purified. Can you imagine how powerful it is? So what to say of when we associate with devotees? A lot of things can be. It's like Ganga. Ganga. If you think of Ganga Devi, you get same benefit even taking bath in Ganga. Same thing is with the devotees. When we think of devotees, mind gets purified. And Balavacharya is confirming, he said, I am so fortunate that I am not even seeing, I am literally seeing you, I'm associating with devotees. At that time he's asking very hard. He said, kindly tell me something about Krishna. Then our language looks very humble. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could recognize. And when he said, now kindly tell me something about Krishna. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, I don't know about Krishna. He said, I don't know about Krishna. I only know about Krishna from Ramananda Roy and Haridas Thakur. I don't know about Krishna. Then he starts taking the names of different devotees. One by one, I don't even know, can't remember the names. So Balavacharya starts seeing the names of different devotees. Now why he's saying? Because he knew Balavacharya is a little proud of his learning, of his intelligence, of his grammar, whatever, his knowledge. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in front of him, he said, oh, this is devotee. When he start talking about devotees, and then Balavacharya, who used to think he is very learned, and he written a commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam, and he start feeling little, insignificant. Oh my God. When he saw, then he invited, said, can I kindly serve you and your devotee Samprasad? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, fine. So he arranged the prasadam of Jagannath Puri from Lord Jagannath, and all the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. And when he started serving personally, as he was serving prasadam, he could see the effulgence of these devotees. more we get purified, when devotees, you see, as you know, because if even a new bhakta even comes to our temple, when moment he starts chanting Hare Krishna, you see there's a difference. The difference, you know, it's aura, it's a touch, it's a vibration you feel. Jai Shri Radha Gokulan Ji Ki Jai, Shri Gonita Ji Ki Sita Ram Krishna. It is not ordinary. Sometimes we may see faults in devotees, but every devotee, no matter he is committing faults, he is not committing offenses or not offenses, that's details. But anybody who's accepted Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as God and start chanting Hare Krishna, immediately you feel the difference. You woke, you sit next to a person who is a drunkard, who is materialistic, you will feel vibration. So Balvacharya felt the vibration of the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when he felt and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then eventually there was a Rath Yatra, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, come to Rath Yatra, see. And when he saw Rath Yatra, the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were dancing and chanting, and he felt like he is just simply an ant in front of elephants. Then he realized he is nothing compared in front of these devotees, associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's all breaking false ego. Sometimes we may think we are very important, but how many people know us? How many people will know? Only within community. Only within a temple. But all these pastimes are there. So then what happened was, he saw the devotee's power, the devotee's potency, the devotee's aura, the feeling of devotees. And even then he had some ego in him that he has written a commentary on Bhagavatam. He wanted, now here, I'm coming to this point. Prabhupada mentioned, I'm going to read this line. When I read this line, it really, absolutely, I loved it. Prabhupada saying again, I read this. One should not write books or essays on a transcendental subject matter for material name, fame, or profit. And Balvacharya, he asked, he said, oh Mahaprabhu, you are Krishna. I wanted to ask you something. I have written a commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. Can you kindly listen to me what I have written? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ignored him. Said, no, you know. And then when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ignored, and devotees realized, now nobody wanted to listen to his commentary. It's the power of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But one day he forcefully came to Gadadhar. He said, oh Gadadhar, please listen my commentary, what I have written about commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. And Gadadhar didn't want to listen. He said, because Lord Chaitanya don't want to listen, why should I listen? If I don't listen, I am stuck. If I do, what should I do? But immediately in front of him, he started reciting. And forcefully, Gadadhar was listening. But anyway, the whole thing came up. So then eventually he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu even. And one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was feeling very hurt. He wanted somehow or other he should win this. Whenever he would talk to the devotees, he felt himself defeated. So one day he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he said, Mahaprabhu, I have written a commentary which will surpass Sridhar Swami's commentary. And immediately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard, he chastised him. He just said, chastised in the sense is, he just made one sentence, one line. He said, what is the line? If somebody hasn't got trust in a Swami, if a woman hasn't got trust in the Swami, that means she's a prostitute. Swami means husband. If woman is not faithful to the husband, then she is a prostitute. And that's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. He used the word. He said, if a woman is not faithful to the Swami, she's a prostitute. That's it. What that means is that you are not faithful to Shridhar Swami. Shridhar Swami already has written a commentary. And you want to say something, you want to watch Shridhar Swami. You are trying to find fault in Shridhar Swami. So he was smashed. He was smashed. So then anyway, he came back. Now who he is? He's not. He's a Shukdev Goswami. Can you imagine? He's the founder of Ballavacharya Sampradaya. The Pushti Margi Sampradaya. You know Pushti Margi? But that we should not take offense like that. Once devotees did do it. Devotees, when Prabhupada was in Bombay, and because Sumuti Muradi, we are indebted to them. We are indebted to their Sampradaya. We should give all the full respect. These are the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But how they're related, just to teach us. So that doesn't mean they're in, Balvacharya is in a fault. Because of Sumati Muradji, the owner of shipping company, she was actually from Balava Sampradaya. And actually devotee sent some message once like this, something like this. And then they were furious. They were furious, and Prabhupada came to know. He said, that's so wrong you've done. And rather, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is Sumati Muradi, belong to, I sent one WhatsApp something. Have you got that line I sent you once? You haven't got a phone? You remember I sent you one WhatsApp, one about Sumati Muradji. Prabhupada written one letter to Sumati Muradji. Anyway, I'll try to find. It's a beautiful letter Prabhupada written. Small, one small paragraph. Beautiful. Now, why he done these pastimes? Just to prove the subject matter of Krishna is not simply some mundane subject matter. When we talk about this mundane and spiritual subject matter, we take very rough idea, you know. Okay, fair enough. It's a spiritual matter, it's a mundane matter. We are mundane, so we can't write. That's all understanding we have got. But if we go deep into this subject matter, the transcendental subject matter, the spiritual subject matter, the news from Vaikuntha, Prabhupada explains. This is Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati explains. This is a newsletter from Vaikuntha planet. You know, ordinary, on the television, these news readers, they read the news, you know, maybe American news or Al Jazeera news or London or Indian news and all these sort of news. But this one news comes from spiritual matter. It's completely spiritual subject matter. And how they're written, it comes right from the day one. Lord Vishnu imparted the knowledge in Krishna from Krishna to Vishnu, and he imparted the knowledge to Brahma. Brahma imparted knowledge to Narada. Narada imparted knowledge to Vyasadev. Now, when Vyasadev gonna write these books? Now, this is I'm coming to the point now about writing the books. There's one nice verse. Let me see if I don't want to forget. I written this verse. I know the word. So when Narad came and he told Vyasadev written 16 Purans. One Puran is written by his father Prashar Muni. Vishnu Puran is written by Prashar Muni. So all 18 Puranas are not written by Vyasadev. Vyasadev written 16 Purans before. And then after writing all the Purans and Mahabharata, he was not satisfied. But at that time, when Narada came and he instructed him, he said, well, this is what you should not have written. You have missed your point. You have written about dharma, artha, kama, moksha. He could see Vyasadeva was not an ordinary person. He given a vision to Sanjay. If you read Bhagavad Gita at the end of the last chapter, last verses, if anybody remembers, he says, I have, just because of Vyasadev, Prashad, for, you remember the verse, anybody knows? Can I get Bhagavad Gita as it is from there? Yeah. Yes, he says, Vyasa Prasada Chutvan Etad Guhyam Hamparam. Yogam Jagivat Krishnath Sakshat Kathyam Swayam. He said, by the mercy of Vyas, I have heard these most confidential talks directly from the master of all mysticism, Krishna, who was speaking personally to Arjuna. Vyasa, they have given a divine vision to he offered to Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra, take this. Now, this war is happening. Kurukshetra is happening now. Now, I want you to see it with your own eyes. You are blind. He was born blind. What a philosophy. What a technology. Vyasadeva is, you know, he said, I give you a vision. You can see it. But he is such an unfortunate. He did not take it. Same thing Prabhupada said. You know, it's very difficult for a person to take Krishna consciousness. He's very unfortunate who does not accept this philosophy. But the most unfortunate is who come and accept the philosophy and who rejects it. And he rejected the proposal of Vyasadev. He said, give it to my charioteer. You know this remind me, I want to come back to the same point of Vyasadev, you know. There's another Shiva's, you know, once Parvati told to Shiva, she said, this poor beggar, you know, he's your devotee, give him something. He said, just forget it, you know. Shiva said, no, forget it. He won't take it. No, he's not in karma. No, you must give him something. He said, all right. So he gave him a melon full of jewels to the beggar. He said, all right, Parvati, you know, sometime, you know, you have to accept the wife says. So even Shiva could not resist. He had to give. So wife forced him, give him. So he said, okay. So he gave him a melon. And the beggar taken the melon, there was another guy was sitting, another beggar was sitting next to him. The melon was full of jewels. Shiva personally came in a disguise. He gave melon to the beggar and the beggar took the melon. He said, oh, what am I going to do with the melon? I want to eat roti, prantas. So he taken the melon, he gave it to somebody. You want to buy it for 1 rupee? And he sold this melon. This is how unfortunate this, you know, this beggar, he had a full of jewels and he gave it to him. And same thing, Dhritarashtra, such a, hey Baba, if you'd taken this divine vision, you could have opened your eyes, you could see. He was so unfortunate, he could not even see Krishna. Can you imagine? He couldn't understand. He was so blind and he gave it, give it to my, you know, so, and he gave it to him. When he gave it to him, now he's saying, Vyas Prasad, it is the mercy of Vyasadeva. We should be always grateful to everything, anybody in our life. It's the worst person who is ungrateful. Material, spiritually, whatever it is, person should be always grateful. People who have helped them in the devotional service. Not like Mayavadis, Prabhupada said, like Mayavadis, you know. Prabhupada was, once there was a puddle of water, and one devotee gave hand to Prabhupada. Prabhupada took his hand, so Prabhupada crossed the puddle, and then Prabhupada done like this. So when Prabhupada done like this, so this devotee was really shaken. Have I done anything wrong? But Prabhupada was teaching with his example. What he was teaching, and when devotee was shaken, he could not, he said, what did I do? Then Prabhupada laughed. He said, this is what Mayavadis do. Mayavadis use you, and then they throw you. They use the Brahman, and then they say, okay, fair enough, whatever they do, now I'm going to become Brahman, I'm become God, I don't need you now. He said, this is Mayavadis do. A Vaishnava is always grateful. Always grateful who helped them in the devotional service. Because because devotees never die, they all meet one day. How can you be ungrateful to somebody? Can you imagine? All of us will meet one day. Eventually, this life, another life, whenever. Everybody gonna have a relationship with Krishna because Krishna has promised. So anyway, why I mentioned that Vyasadeva who had that divine vision, who could give a vision to somebody, before writing Srimad Bhagavatam, what did he do? How did he write? He asked. All these sages in the Namisharana, they asked Suta Goswami. Suta Goswami, when Narada went went back. Then what did Vyasadev do? How did he write Bhagavatam? He asked this question. Now again, this question comes to writing. How did he write Srimad Bhagavatam? At that time, he says, Bhakti yogena mansi samyak pranito amale. Bhakti yogena mansi. With the mind, he performed devotional service. How did he perform devotional service? Pranite amale. Without the, he fixed his mind completely, Vyasadev. Even he was so learned. And what? How did he fix his mind? Amale. Without any material contamination. And when he performed this devotional, fixed, samyak, fixed in this devotional service, without material attachments, and then apashyat purusham paramam, then he could see Vyasadev, purusha paramam, Radha Gokul Nanda, Krishna, he saw Krishna. So Vyasadev saw apashyat purusham paramam, then what is it? Mayam chatat aparsham, then he saw right next to Krishna, he saw Maya, illusory energy of Krishna. He could see. He saw this illusory energy of Krishna. And then what? Yatha sohimato jiva. Then he saw another thing, something else. Now what did he see? Something else? He saw jiva. He saw Krishna. Before writing Bhagavatam. I mean, Ago Gita, Chetra, Bhagavatam. I mean. So when he saw, when he, yatha sohimato jiva. Then he saw living entity as well. So mohit, completely illusioned. Atmanam trigunatmakam. Completely shackled with the three modes of material nature. This is what Vyasadev saw. And that is, he said, anartho upsham shakshad. And then he saw another thing as well. He saw Krishna, he saw Maya, he saw Jiva entangled with the shackle, you know. People, I mean, how mind is shackled, you know. It's the same thing. I mean, like, even person is speaking, everybody has got their own mind. Everybody perception is different. Bhakti yogama adokshaje. Then he saw how they can be unshackled with these chains of material contamination. Lokasya janato. Then he writing, he's saying, Suta Goswami is saying, Lokasya ajanato. People don't know this fact. They don't know how they can get out of this material world. Vidvansh chakre sandhata sahimitam. Then vidvansh, people who are learned, devotees, they write. So this subject matter, when he was writing, he saw all these things. This is when Suta Goswami, then the Shaunakadi Rishis asked, oh, Suta Goswami, then he said, he written Srimad Bhagavatam. He saw Krishna, he saw Maya, he saw Jiva, he saw how they can get out of this problems. He written everything, and then he explained when he written, even then the same, you know, what is the verse which is famous for? Atma Ram Shamunyo Nirnhanta Upi Karma. Atma Ram Shamunyo. He said, even Shukdev Goswami was so learned, he relished Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, why I told you all this story? Because Vyasadeva, when he written Bhagavatam, he did not write like a mundane people like you and me. He did not write a theoretical. When Bhagavatam, when compiled by Vyasadeva, he did not write a theoretical. And the same thing is with Valmiki Muni. While Valmiki Muni written, he could see the pastimes of Ram, and then he written this whole Ramayana was compiled, written by him before. So this subject matter, now we come to the point, now again same thing is with now our own Sampradaya. We can go up to 8 o'clock? 9 o'clock? It's okay. Now our own Sampradaya. All of Acharyas, Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent, first people who came to Vrindavan was Loknath Swami and Bhugarbha Goswami. These are the two initially people who came to Vrindavan, before even Rup Sanatan Bhattragunath, all six Goswamis. When these two people came, they were performing this, and then he sent Rup Sanatan and Jiva Goswami. When these three came, then they start writing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told them, go and write books. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed them. When they came, they could see the pastimes and they start writing. Now again, I'm coming back to Balavacharya again. While they were writing one day, Jiva Goswami, who was the nephew of Anupam's son, it was Rupa Goswami's, So Rupa Goswami and Jiva Goswami used to grammar job for Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami used to write, and he would do grammar, whatever corrections, whatever he needed, he would assist him. So Balvacharya one day came. At that time, Rupa Goswami was doing Nectar of Devotion. He was writing Nectar of Devotion, what we read, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So Balvacharya said again, because he was proud, even he was smashed in Jagannath Puri, but still it's very difficult. Things, this is how Krishna consciousness. There is one saying, Rasi Jalgai Saab Bal Nahi Gaya. You know that? How many people know this verse? Rasi Jalti Hai Uska, O Phir Bhi Wo Bal Reh Jata Hai Thoda Bohut. Did I say in Hindi or English? I forgotten, you know, because I was not sure. You know, if you got a rope, let me translate into English. You take a rope and you burn the rope. Rope is completely burnt. But what is left? Still, what is this? Twist. Twist is still there. So that's all of us, you know, no matter what, still something is still left. Still jeweler, you know. So still attachments left. Anyway, Balvacharya, he said to Rupa Goswami, he said, oh, you're writing Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu? He said, yes. Oh, if I saw a few mistakes, I can correct them if you want. I can go through your entire Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and if there is anything grammars, I can do it for you. And Jiva Goswami, he just kept quiet, but he was furious inside. So then after this talk, he was a young boy. So they went to Yamuna, and Balvacharya, first he was smashed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now this time, Jiva Goswami asked him, oh, can I ask you something, sir? He said, yes, what is that? Oh, you mentioned that you're gonna find some grammar mistakes in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. What mistake have you found in my guru's writing? Tell me. So they had an argument over there. Now he was very learned, Balvacharya, but they argued. And when they argued, eventually Jiva Goswami defeated him. So when he got defeated, he came, he asked Rupa Goswami, he said, oh, who is this young boy who was sitting while we were talking? Balvacharya asked Rupa Goswami, who was this boy who was next to you? He said, oh, he's my nephew and he's my disciple. He said, oh, he's a very special soul, Mahanatma. And then he told him, this is what happened. He said, he's so learned, he defeated me. So immediately Rupa Goswami, he called. Anyway, he said, all right, let me talk to my disciple. So he called him, he said, you're a fool. You argued? Get out. I don't want to see your face. At that time, when he told him, get out, I don't want to see. So immediately he folded his hands. He said, okay, you are my guru, and if you're ordering, I go. So he went and he was just meditating his mind always at the feet of Rupa Goswami. He did not get offended. This is an order of a guru. Sometimes guru may chastise you. We have to accept. So he went and he was just across Yamuna. He was just kept chanting Hare Krishna. When he was kept chanting Hare Krishna, now time gone by, and one day, Sanatana Goswami, now he was anyway lamenting. He said, "Well, if Jiva would hear, I would." Sanatana Goswami asked Rupa Goswami. He said, "Oh, have you finished your Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu?" He said, "No, I haven't. If Jiva would be here with me, I would have done this. I would have finished this book much earlier. I'm missing my Jiva." So that time, Sanatana Goswami used to go for a bhiksha. Bhiksha mean, what is that?
Alms.
So when he went, one lady was cooking, And she asked, he said, Bhiksha, Bhiksha, he asked Hare Krishna, give something, mother. So mother said, Baba, Taro, wait, I'm just doing something. I come, I give you in a minute. So again, Sanatana Goswami waited for a few minutes or whatever. Then the lady has not come. So then he waited again. He said, okay. You know, he called back again for the bhiksha. She said, why are you so impatient, Baba? Our Baba is so nice, who only drink raak. He is raak peeke jo sota hai. Our Baba is so nice, you are so impatient. So he said, what do you mean raak? Raak mean ashes. You know, chula. Chula, you cook on the a cow dung or on the wood. And then there's a raak. Raak mean ash. And then sometime, Jiva Goswami would not go for, he could not get chance to go for, to beg. So he will just take some little ashes, put in a cup of water, and he will just drink that as a meal. So this woman, she heard that Jiva, she said, our Baba is so nice. He said, Baba, which Baba? Which Baba is in Vrindavan who can simply live on, even on a ashes from the cooking, you know, chula. Do you understand chula? I mean, you know, cooker. I want to see that. Which Baba is that? He said, Baba is just nearby. And when he went, then he saw, it was actually Jiva Goswami. And he went, he embraced, because he was not taking nourishment. His body was feeling little diseased. So he just hugged him. He said, oh, come with me. So he took, and then he took to Rupa Goswami. At that time, Rupa Goswami said, while Jiva was still outside, he said, oh, have you finished your nectar of devotion? He said, no. So this is then, immediately he said, oh, if Jiva would be here, I would have done this earlier. So immediately he pulled the Jiva Goswami, he threw him at the feet of Rupa Goswami. He said, there you go, this is your disciple here. So he embraced him. This is the devotional service. Devotional service is, the whole thing is for purifying our existence. So the people who, you know, who like, what do you mean, like write and for simply for their own personal benefits, that is nothing. It's not, there is one, let me see, read one, hold on. There is one very nice letter Srila Prabhupada written about this. This is such a beautiful letter. Let me find out. We got some time. This is, you know, 1511. You know the verse. If devotees don't know, it's 1:5. It's tadvag visagro janta viveplabo. Jasmin prati shlokam avdvayapi namami anantasya yasho niktani tat shravanti gayanti grananti sadhava. Sadhuvas, they shravanti, they hear, they gayanti, they chant. So what do they do? For whom? That sort of literature. What literature? This is here. He says, on the other hand, that literature which is full of description of the transcendental glory of the name, fame, forms, pastimes, etc. of the unlimited Supreme Lord is a different creation, full of transcendental words toward direct, bringing about a revolution in the impious lives of this world's misdirected civilization. Such transcendental literatures, even though imperfectly composed, are heard, sung, and accepted by purified men who are thoroughly honest. This is 1:5:11. Prabhupada, when he written Bhagavatam, he done two things. He, one is in Bhagavad Gita, I don't know the page, you can find out. He dedicated to Sri Baldev Vidya Bhushan. If you read this, look. He says, to Srila Baldev Vidya Bhushan, who presented so nicely the Govinda Bhasha commentary on Vedanta philosophy. You mind if I just share you a few things? We may go 5 minutes late. Is it okay? Yes? You see, these are the nectar of the devotional service, philosophy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You can sit hours and hours and hours. You can just keep discussing, because there is, it's all interrelated, it's all interlinked. Now, I wanted to explain, I will read this Prabhupada, this one of this letter as well. But now, Prabhupada offered this to Baldeva Vidya Bhushan, and Srila Prabhupada mentioned this particular verse on the Bhagavatam. I don't know if it's the first one or first one maybe. I've forgotten, I haven't seen this long ago. Prabhupada written this particular verse. Even if it's imperfectly composed, why Prabhupada is writing that, I am trying to write this same thing. Same. Can you take this verse? What was that? 111? Sorry. We read 111.7, isn't it? Yes. Now here, in this verse, Krishna's Goswami, Prabhupada Maharaj, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami is saying, for my personal purification, I shall try to enumerate only the most prominent among them. I'm trying to write. Krishna's Goswami is so humble, he's saying like this. And Prabhupada is humbly, he's saying that I am writing this commentary on Bhagavatam and everything, even if there is some mistakes or is, you know, he's written this to not justify, but he is humbly that even I'm not, you know, perfect, but Prabhupada is perfect. But he's written this one particular on the Bhagavatam. I don't know if it's the first one or second one. Prabhupada said one thing. He said, I have given everything in these two cantos. When Prabhupada went to America, before he taken two cantos, he said, I have given everything in these two cantos. These two cantos you read, word to word. You see, each statement you have to analyze. It's like study. You have to study them. You don't read them. Oh, I'm going to, I haven't, Prabhuji, you say, it's 10 years, I haven't finished Bhagavatam, let me finish it, you know. And then you go to your friend, oh, I finished Bhagavatam. Oh, have you finished Bhagavatam? Yes. But we haven't finished. But still, there is no loss. There is no loss. Even there's oral reception, oral, you know, even that is benefit. But really, you have to understand. Now, why I'm saying about Baldev Vidya Bhushan, Baldev Vidya Bhushan, he done a Govinda Bhashya. Now his guru, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, he was writing a commentary on Bhagavatam because at that time books were not printed in the printing press. So he was translating with his own hands. He written one Srimad Bhagavatam with his own hands. It is said when Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur was writing Bhagavatam, sitting under a tree or a shelter, some rain drops would come. He would touch his book. Now these books were written with the ink and with the hand. He said because of his purity of Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, rain drops would not affect Bhagavatam. It would not spoil the writing of Bhagavatam of ink was not getting washed away with the drops of the rain even. Anyway, he finished all the Bhagavatam. I've forgotten the disciple of, one of the disciple of Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, because he, with the mercy of his guru, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, he could see Krishna, because Bhagavatam is Krishna. So one day, same Bhagavatam, after this is after departure of Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. One day he held this Bhagavatam. He was just relish. He would read and he would just embrace the Bhagavatam, and he would feel ecstasy. And then he fell into the Kusum Sarovar. He was reading this Bhagavatam at the Kusum Sarovar, disciple of Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. I've forgotten his name now. And he held a Bhagavatam where he was embracing. He fell into the Kusum Sarovar, and he became unconscious. He was in the Krishna Leela, holding Bhagavatam, and he said that disciple stayed in 3 days in the Kusum Sarovar. For 3 days, he was in the water, drowned in the water, but he was in the Leela. He held Bhagavatam all these 3 days. After 3 days, when he came back to external consciousness, he realized he's in the Kusum Sarovar, so he came out of the water, still holding the Bhagavatam. It is said because that Bhagavatam is a transcendental. When we say proper transcendental book distribution ki jaya, this is what it meant. And they say that Bhagavatam, nothing happened to the Bhagavatam even after 3 days. The Bhagavatam was Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. Now Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur's devotees is it okay with you? I'm not giving you too much philosophy or something? Okay, fair enough. As long as you are attentive, so you tell me if you're We'll continue some other time when you ask me to speak some other time. So, now Raman, the whole story is, I'm not going to go into details now. So then anyway, this one day, some devotees of Gaudiya Mutts, they came from Gaudiya Vaishnav, they came from Jaipur, because Jaipur king, he was a disciple of Jiva Goswami. So he invited Radha Govindji to Jaipur. So Radha Govindji was in Jaipur. So Gaudiya Vaishnav, we worship the way, you know, our philosophy is through Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Hari Bhakti Vilas, and Act of Devotion. These are our instructions, how to worship deities, how to chant Hare Krishna, how to serve devotees, how to eat prasadam, everything. So Ramanujacharya Sampradaya was very prominent. So they said, you know, actually you people have got no commentary. So if you would bring a commentary on Bhagavatam, authorized commentary only, then we accept you. So devotees, they all came to Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. Anyway, that's later. First they came, they said, well, we are having some problem with Ramanuja Sampradaya. So they asked for debates. Can you come? Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur said, I am old. He asked Baldev Vidyabhushan, you go. So Baldev Vidyabhushan came. When he went, so they had some debates. When they're having a debate, at that time, they asked for a commentary. Now at that time, Gaudiya Vaishnavs from Gaudadesh, followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they didn't have a commentary. So then he came in front of Govindji. He said, give me 3 days. So when Baldev Vidyabhushan asked for 3 days, he went to Govindji and he asked, Govindji, what should we do? You are only our shelter. So it is said that Govindji himself dictated to Baldev Vidyabhushan the commentary. That is the best commentary one can have. So with that commentary he presented after 3 days, he said, I have got this. So they accepted defeat. So why I'm mentioning these stories to all of you today is, I'm coming back to now Prabhupada books. So why I'm mentioning all these things to you, that these books which we are studying, they are not ordinary books. Prabhupada, that why he felt great need for Bhagavad Gita, because Hindus, I mean, pious Hindus, a lot of nice pious Hindus, and I'm very fortunate. My mother was very pious. So she taught me how to serve the Vaishnava. She said, every time you see a devotee, Vaishnava, Sadhu, you have to give them donation actually. That was teaching of my mother. You have to touch their feet and you give them money. If there are 10 of them, you touch their feet, 10 of them, 10 of them you have to give them money. This was how that culture was. Now, why mentioning that there are so many Gitas were there, but they have either added something or they have taken something. People could not understand Gitas. Lying in the people's houses, Gitas, they wrap them in a red cloth, put them on the next to the temple, and then they offer a agarbatti. Gita hai, haan, mare ghar Gita hai na, hum roj aarti karte hain. You do Gita aarti, but don't understand. And if you open it, even then you can't understand. So then Prabhupada felt a great need, and then he written Bhagavad Gita. Then Prabhupada written why? Because these books, what you find, when I became a devotee, after when I start reading Prabhupada books, I was a reader. I was inquisitive, and I wanted to know God. And I would read, even as my business was I had two roles, you know, personally I was, you know, religious and reading in private. So I had boxes of books from Gita Press, from this press, from that press. We had so many, all the Puranas were there in the house. You name it, Shiv Puran, Devi Puran, this Puran, that Puran, everything was there. And my father would read to me. We would work and sometimes my father would just read. Then he would read this Shiv Puran he was very fond of. So he would read. And then after that, Prabhupada, when I read, All the books, we actually put them in a river here, in a canal, in Hayes. I dumped them in the 11 o'clock night because there were no CCTV cameras at that time. So what to do? In India, they say put them in the rivers. So I said, well, what are you going to do with the rivers now? Now, when I came to, then I read Prabhupada. First thing I read, Prabhupada said, very first day, when I came out of the Hindu temple, very first day, when I read, I said, wow, this is what I was looking for. I came home, I was standing, and I just opened the book, and I read something. Prabhupada immediately said, first I accepted, you know, I was in the car, I came out of the Hindu temple, book was in my pocket. I got very high regard for book distributors. If there would be no book distributor, I would not be sitting here. It's the mercy of the book distributors. So when I had this book, I had books before. Gauri used to, his name was Gudakesh. He used to give me the books before, but I didn't take it, what he was saying. But when the book distributor gave me a book, and when I took the book in the pocket, I said, this is, oh yes, I accept now. And now I accept what, this is the one our guru I was looking for. I came home, I taken the same book out. Over there I said, there is only one Supreme Personality of Godhead. Anybody who claims to be God, he's not a God, he's a dog. I said, that's Prabhupada's statement. Prabhupada is, Krishna is God. Came home, opened the page, this is, no meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling. Wow, immediately, working on the same time. And now, that's not only it, then I start reading Prabhupada books. Then immediately, within 2 days, wow, that makes sense. One have to serve Dharman Puritaji, Mamekam Sharnam Braj. One have to surrender only to Krishna. Krishna is the only Supreme Personality of Godhead. Oh my God, now what do we do? Okay, now I had a, you know, worshipping Durga Devi, Shiva and all this. So within a month or so, slowly, it took a month or so. So now I told my father, look, father was very happy. Now we're going to pack. So we packed up the whole temple. Durga Devi temple, you know. So then I came, took Prabhupada picture, Krishna picture, Radha Gokulnanda. I still got the photo of Radha Gokulnanda. My first photo of Radha Gokulnanda. I've got very first Gita which I bought in this temple, 1981. I still got the book Gita, that. So I put the photo over there, packed up everything, all the demigods, all the books, put them in a river here. Now, why I mentioned, because when Prabhupada felt these Mayavadis and all these are destroying our culture, he could have done one thing very simple. He could have just taken some commentaries from maybe Baldev Vidya Bhushan. If you have seen book of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I guarantee you, you all are, you got master degrees, you all are graduates here, all our brahmacharis are graduates in this temple. I challenge anyone of brahmachari, if you understand the full page of Bhaktivinoda Thakur Bhagavad Gita, English, I've seen the first Bhagavad Gita Prabhupada sent, Bhaktivinoda Thakur sent to Oxford University. I don't know which year it was. So when he sent very first Bhagavad Gita, he wanted, so Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur always wanted. So he sent Bhagavad Gita to Oxford University. And I'm fortunate enough to see the Bhagavad Gita, the copy of, not same Bhagavad Gita, but I mean same printing. So it was showed in a Gaudiya Math. So when I opened the Bhagavad Gita, you believe it or not, English was just, it was like, you know, like in a cricket they say bouncers, it was just going up. I couldn't understand because English was so high. And Prabhupada could present it one of these acharyas. But what Prabhupada done, he compiled. He given the conclusion of Jeva Dharma, our Goswamis, our Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. So these books, each sentence is very, very, very powerful. So it does not matter, one thing is I'll take, Prabhupada is saying something about books of his own. And he's saying, room conversation including discussion Srimad Bhagavatam 151, Jaipur, January 1972. These people, this revolution is meant for killing the sinful resultant actions of people. I'm going to be lost, so I will be winding up the class now here. This revolution, Janta Aga means resultant action of sinful life, Janta aga viplava. Viplava means revolution. This very word is used tadvag visargo janta aga viplavo yasmin pratishlokam avdvati api. Such revolutionary literature, even they are not properly composed, yasmin pratishlokam avdamam, not according to grammatical rules and other rhetorical rules, but the I mean to say, thoughts and the effect of such revolutionary literature is required, not the grammatical. The so-called rascals, they are concerned with the grammatical. But those who are actually worker, they are concerned with the thoughts. What is the thought is there? Therefore, it is said that tadvag visargo janta viplavo jasmini pratishlokam avdavi api namami anantasya yaso nikanti. It is simply, if there is simply the attempt is there how to glorify the Supreme Lord, that is a fact. It does not matter whether it is written in correct language or incorrect language. It does not matter. If the whole thought is targeted to glorify Supreme Lord, then namami anantasya. Yasyo nikatani yat grananti gayanti shravanti sadhava. Then those who are actually sadhus, even in spite of all these defects, because the only attempt is to glorify Lord, then those who are sadhus, those who are devotees, they hear it, shravanti, gayanti, grananti. Not only hear, they chant also the same thing, and not only chant, but grananti, and they apply in their actual life. So that's what we should apply. So these books of Srila Prabhupada, we should simply read. These are the books of Prabhupada's ecstasy. Prabhupada worked on these books. He worked nights and, you know, his ecstasy of Prabhupada. When Prabhupada was complete in ecstasy with Krishna, he would just sit in the night, no disturbance, he's thinking and he's just writing about Krishna only. So these books are not ordinary books. They are transcendental books, because like Vyasadeva could see, Valmiki could see, Prabhupada was seeing Krishna. So Krishna is all over. But we have to find and we have to concentrate on these books. When we book, Prabhupada said, he asked devotees, he said, why have written books? So devotees give different reasons. Oh, Prabhupada, you're in a line, Prabhupada, you are a scholar, Prabhupada this, Prabhupada that. Prabhupada said, no, I have written these books simply to convince you to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we should write, we should do that. I wind up, I can say something else, so many other words. Maybe any comment, any question, anybody like to ask anything?